Hacks is back for season 3, and so is the official Hacks podcast. In each episode, Hacks creators Lucia Aniello, Paul W. Downs, and Jen Statsky speak with cast and crew members to unpack the Emmy-winning comedy series.
You'll hear Hannah Einbinder and Gene Smart speak to their on-screen dynamic, along with stories from the show's writer's room, on-set antics, and creating the world that Deborah and Ava inhabit. Watch Hacks, streaming exclusively on Max, and listen to the official Hacks podcast on Max or wherever you get your podcasts.
When you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about your out-of-pocket costs. That can be a lot of money. But are your bills accurate? It's estimated over 50% of medical bills contain errors. HealthLock can help. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. To date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. To save, visit HealthLock.com today.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Hello and welcome to an all-new episode of Saved by the Belmore with me, Mr. Stephen Belmore, theater, improv, public speaking, and home economics teacher right at Lakeland Public High School. I'm not alone. I never am. Of course, I couldn't do anything I do without my best friends, my producer, my cousin, my roommate even. Cindy.
Hi.
Hi, Cindy. Thank you again for being here.
Thank you.
And, you know, the listeners have actually kind of taken a bit of a liking to you, it seems, according to the Facebook page.
Hey, listeners.
Well, let's not get carried away, but they do like to hear what's going on with you. I guess there's a lot of sad women that feel the same way as you do. So what's new with you, Cindy?
Oh, well, I wouldn't say sad, but, you know, I have some big news.
Yes.
So as many of you know, my ex-husband did leave me for an unnamed Real Housewife of New York.
Yeah, we know. Cindy, you bring it up every episode.
Well, we have a little update. It turns out her contract wasn't renewed for a new season, and he's gone ahead and decided to come back to me. So.
And you believe him? He's lied before.
Well, he said he'll be back next week as soon as she's done paying to have his stuff moved out. You know, the price is steep for moving costs.
He's moving back in here? Well, we live together, Cindy. I've taken over.
But that doesn't mean you can't stay.
I know that doesn't mean that, but I turned his man cave into a prop closet, and I am not having California Closets come in and redo it. It was very expensive. I already got out of paying for it once.
You're right.
And I spent all that money that I saved on the Student Theater Society. I gave it to them because remember when I took the money from the bake sale and everybody got in?
Oh, that's right.
So
that's
I paid it back. But the point is, I did save it from California Closets.
Yeah. Well, you know what? You're right. I'm sure he can find some other space. Maybe we can get him like a little cupboard or something for.
Yeah, maybe that's where we can put his body. I'm not here for it, Cindy. But in the meantime, let's just move on and save unpleasant conversations that nobody cares about, like this one, for our ears only.
Gotcha. Sorry.
Yeah, great. That's what listeners get for asking to hear what's going on with Cindy. So on to me. As you know, last week, Rent was on hold, the production, and it is back on. And I could not be more stressed. I have invited so many. Thank you. So many friends from the industry are coming. The biggest web series pioneer on the East Coast.
Wow.
The head of craft services for the Wendy Williams Show in New York City will be there. The audience wrangler from The Tonight Show I have an in with, and he said he'll be coming to the show. So several ushers from different Broadway shows, venues. I mean, it's a lot.
Wow. I mean, you must be a little bit nervous, right?
Oh,
it's a lot.
It's a lot. It could potentially change my entire life. Wow. I can't believe it. It's all happening, finally. But in some unfortunate news, you know, I like to be vulnerable. I've been brought to the disciplinary board because someone that listens to my show is a rat.
Oh.
And has told the principal, Miss Amy Jo Fletcher, the disparaging things I've been saying about her, her family, and some of the students of Lakeland High in general.
Oh, no.
It's not oh, no, Cindy. It's oh, no, big surprise. Artists like me are never appreciated in their time.
So true.
I'm like Picasso in that way. Or Jody Picoult, you know?
Sure.
It takes a minute. The important thing I must put on the table and just say is that I do not apologize. In fact, if I'm going to apologize about anything, it's going to be for thinking too big for such a small-minded school.
Mm.
Which brings me to our first segment, Bell Eve It or Not.
That never gets old. Bell.
No, I know. It's good. It's good. I'm a marketing genius. That's right, Cinti. It's Believe It or Not. And it's a very important addition of this because there's a chance for me to get all the rumors surrounding Lakeland High out on the table before I'm forced to cancel my radio show. You know, I'm being silenced. But who wasn't, you know? A lot of huge people were silenced in their day. Lucille Ball, there was something about her, I believe, actually, in her time. You know, she had the show, and there was something where they thought she was, I think, a communist.
Wow.
And now she's being played by Nicole Kidman, so anything can happen. I just have to get it out. So Miss Amy Jo Fletcher, the lesbian principal of Lakeland High, is threatening to release me of my duties of being a teacher and theater department head because she just doesn't understand how important it is for an artist to express themselves. So since Miss Fletcher just loves ruining people's lives, I thought maybe I'd mention the fact that she's potentially stealing from the very school she pretends to care about so deeply.
No.
Yes, Cindy, I even have evidence. Last year, you remember, she bought a brand new used Ford Taurus for her wife, Bonnie.
Uh-huh.
Leather interiors, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Bonnie, you'll remember, attends a gym. Gyms aren't free the last time I checked.
No.
And I heard Amy Jo discussing the newest season of Ozark with another teacher. Ozark, you may know, only streams on Netflix.
Netflix.
Which also costs money.
It costs money.
It does. We don't have Netflix. Well, we have your ex-husband's password.
Well, my ex-husband's ex-girlfriend. But that might be expiring soon because her contract did not renew.
Well, we'll text her. We'll find out. But listen, after an Instagram deep dive for the cause, I saw that Amy Jo and Bonnie have been going on vacations upstate to some luxurious resort with a pool. But yeah, I'm sure everything's completely on the books.
Ugh. Okay, for our listeners, you can't see it, but that was sarcastic. He just rolled his eyes.
Yeah, I did. Hard. I would also like to mention the gym teacher, Mr. Ryan, has been taking the bus to work, which leads me to believe he's gotten another DUI and had his license revoked.
Mm.
I had a friend who went to college with his ex-girlfriend, and from what I understand, it wouldn't be that out of character for him. And finally, I need to say the real reason I think I'm being brought to the disciplinary board is because I'm too real. And I tell things like they are, not wrapped up with a pretty little bow. So Miss Fletcher and the sheep that run this public, and I use air quotes with that, school, can't handle someone who's confident and talented.
Mm.
Which brings me to a new segment classes that are completely pointless.
Oh, Stephen, do we think that this is a good idea?
You're right. I think it's an amazing idea. So I'm also going to discuss what teachers should be replaced.
Okay.
Classes that are pointless. Intro to biology. I've seen Planet Earth. I've seen all of Planet Earth 2 and My Planet on Netflix. And that's way more than you would learn in Ms. Jaffe's biology class. And she smokes cigarettes. Okay. Class 2, forensics. I understand it. I get it. It's fun. The new class has garnered a lot of interest from students. But my question is, why are we literally training our students on how to get away with murder?
Well, see, I think the point of the class is to teach the kids how to solve crimes.
That seems somehow even more dangerous.
You know, I don't necessarily think so.
You also let your fair weather husband get a life insurance policy on you, so I don't know that you're the best person to discuss potential murder plots, Cindy.
Oh.
Okay, next class that needs to be canceled, physics. It's obvious. We don't need an explanation for that. Pottery. Did you know there's a pottery class? Are you serious? These kids can't appreciate pottery. Who even uses pottery anymore?
Well, you see, it's for like making plates and mugs and stuff.
Nobody uses glass plates and cups anymore. My God, I've only used paper plates and styrofoam cups since the early 2000s. It's so much easier, easy cleanup.
Are you sure you've seen all of Planet Earth? Because, you know, those things aren't
so great. I watch it on silent.
Yeah, they're not so great for the environment. The styrofoam and the...
Oh, environment. That reminds me. Environmental science canceled. Or the teacher, at least, should be replaced. Did you know that she has adult braces? What message does that send to our students? I mean...
Well, yeah, you know, I guess it doesn't get better.
It does not get better. Not if you're teaching environmental science at Lakeland. I'll tell you that, Miss Pettigrew, okay? Statistics, we all have smartphones. It's absolutely pointless. Google it. In business, most of these kids are queer. Let's be realistic. None of them are going to end up going into business. I'm glad that I could get that out because who knows which way this is going to go. Because today we have a very special interview guest. As my loyal listeners know, I'm a very strong-willed, strong-minded individual, which is why I've brought on my biggest enemy. And let's be transparent here, public enemy number one at Lakeland High, at least. Lakeland principal for now, Miss Amy Jo Fletcher.
Outrageous.
Hi, Amy Jo.
Outrageous. First of all...
Hi, Amy.
First of all, you brought me here under false pretenses, and you told me that you had something incredibly personal to discuss.
I do.
And that I needed to meet you outside of school.
I do have something very important. This is Cindy. She'll be acting as my legal counsel, just FYI.
Hi, Cindy. We've met many times. Hi, Cindy.
Hi, Amy Jo. I do have to let you know I am not qualified.
I know.
Cindy.
But I will help you and support you, Stephen, as much as I can.
Well,
I feel honor bound to answer some of the things that have been said already on this podcast.
Okay, great.
Number one, that I'm not stealing.
Well, I'm going to need proof of that.
Okay, Bonnie's parents passed away, which you know, because they were sucked up in a tornado and it was huge news in the town. So you know that.
That must have been when we had canceled the cable. I didn't know.
You've made many comments about it. You seem to find it very funny, so it's interesting for you to forget it now.
Ironic. I find it ironic.
Bonnie's parents were sucked up in a tornado, and we got a little bit of money from them.
Wow.
And we got a tiny bit of money.
So you made money.
After having to pick her parents up off the highway from being sucked up. And you know that. And you brought it up. You brought it up to upset me, and now here I am, and I'm upset.
The house landed on the wrong witch. That's all I have to say.
Well, Steve,
that... And you've said that before. You wrote that down to say it to me.
I've had it written down since the day it happened.
Of course you did.
Since the day you told me that I couldn't play Alphaba in Wicked last year, I said, how fucking ironic.
Of course you did.
Bonnie's parents, they had it coming. That's also from Chicago, which you wouldn't let me perform.
The musical.
I've explained many times that it is not appropriate for you to play parts in the play. The play is for the students to learn about theater, to maybe decide that that's their passion or to just have a good time as children.
Have you, oh my God, a good time?
That is what you have to provide.
You hire the best Broadway has to offer to teach children a good time. You might as well send them down to the math class where they can do their little times tables. They're always so excited to run off to math after theater.
I think that math and theater are equally valuable. I've told you that many times, which is why it's so hurtful to me to find out that you've been making allegations of such a serious nature on this podcast, to find out that you're just referring to me as lesbian principal.
Well,
which I've asked you not, it's neither here nor there, but I don't see it as necessary to say.
If the flat shoe fits.
And now we're talking about my flat feet.
Well, listen, I read there's
it's the below the belt nature of the podcast, as we've discussed, and the salacious nature of many of the things that you're saying that has created such a problem for us here today.
Wow. Okay. Well, since you have such a docket here, why don't you explain this to me? Why do you hate creative people so much and me specifically?
I do not.
You hate...
I do not, Steven.
The art teacher told me that you yelled at him as well, so don't think that I came here today without my receipts, Miss Thing.
Okay, well, if Drew has a problem with our conversation from last Thursday,
well,
he can take it to me privately.
His email said that it did. I read it.
I do not hate creative people. I have allowed you to put on Rent at enormous difficulty to myself and to the people who answer my emails. Do you have any idea?
Oh, so she doesn't answer her own emails. Okay, good to know.
Yes, I've had to get an email service because of the emails that I have been receiving, not only because of this podcast, but ever since you started with the ad campaign for Rent, which I did not approve any of those images.
Those were printed off of Google.com. It's public domain. And I think that the drug paraphernalia adds to what is at the heart of the issue.
I understand that. I understand that.
Well,
I also have allowed you to take many liberties with the script, with replacing HIV with COVID, which I've told you I find to be tasteless.
That was creative. That was so creative.
Well, we differ on that.
And socially relevant.
Yes, I thought the coughing, I thought Mimi coughing the entire way through her solo number, I wanna go out. It was iconic.
Okay. I think that it makes the plot, it doesn't make sense. It makes it make less sense. And also it's a sensitive, you know what?
Whatever.
What I'm saying is I don't hate creative people. I've given you a lot of creative liberties at the school.
Well, then let me ask you this. How come in 2003 you tweeted that you would rather, and I quote, die than see a 3-hour play? Why do you hate theater so much? I just...
That's pretty damning.
It was in 2003. It looks like November 1st, 2003.
Okay. I will say that I disavow that comment. I put a comment out there. To be honest, Bonnie and I were having a bit of an argument.
Oh.
We were supposed to go out. I didn't want to go out. I tweeted something hastily.
Bonnie and Clyde weren't getting along.
Am I Clyde?
Yeah, because you steal.
I'm Clyde.
I'll fact check it, but I believe that makes you Clyde, yeah.
Okay. Well, we've gone as that for Halloween a million times.
Well, that's creative, I'll be honest. That's a good costume. I like that costume.
Thank you.
Hacks is back for season 3, and so is the official Hacks podcast. In each episode, Hacks creators Lucia Aniello, Paul W. Downs, and Jen Statsky speak with cast and crew members to unpack the Emmy-winning comedy series. You'll hear Hannah Einbinder and Jean Smart speak to their on-screen dynamic, along with Hacks writer and actor Pat Regan, on how their improv experience helped them when shooting scenes and what it was like writing scripts for specific actors.
You'll also hear from crew members like the costume designers on what it was like creating the world that Deborah and Ava inhabit. Hear stories from the show's writer's room, on-set antics, and more. Watch Hacks streaming exclusively on Max and listen to the official Hacks podcast on Max or wherever you get your podcasts.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks. Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cash back on purchases. And pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Good sleep should come naturally, and with the new Natural Hybrid mattress, it can. A collaboration between award-winning mattress brand Leesa and home design favorite West Elm, the Natural Hybrid is the culmination of these two companies' shared values: premium materials, meticulous craftsmanship, and sustainable practices. Made with natural latex, responsibly sourced natural wool, and environmentally safe foams, the Natural Hybrid elevates your sleep sanctuary. Indulges your senses and supports a greener tomorrow. Plus, when you purchase the Natural Hybrid, you're also helping fuel Leesa's work with shelters and those in need. Since 2015, Leesa has donated more than 40,000 mattresses to ensure children and families have a safe place to sleep. Don't put off a good night's sleep any longer. Get a Leesa mattress today for a sound sleep tonight. Visit leesa.com/iHeart. That's leesa.com/iHeart.
So, listen, how come last year, when cheerleading coach Benson overdosed on Ritalin and cold brew, you brought in an outside hire instead of taking a chance on me?
That is not what happened to him. That is not.
Instead of taking a chance and saying, you know what, you can also coach, what is it called? Palms cheerleading?
Well, Steven, you know what? I'm going to be dead honest with you. It is because I have never seen you interact with the cheerleaders in a positive way.
What is that supposed to mean?
Ever.
I'm trying to get them to be better.
I've never even seen you act neutral towards them.
Well,
it's open hostilities every time you interact with them.
I need an example of that. I demand an example.
Do you want to talk about when you pulled Ashley Bennington's hair?
Well, that was a different situation.
When you pulled her ponytail right out?
Listen, I told her no fucking ponytails at Spring Jubilee. What is it called? The Palooza.
It's not your place. I've told you it's not your place to decide what hairstyles the girls can wear to the Spring Jubilee.
What? There was no one back there telling these girls how to do their hair. Coach Benson was snorting crushed Ritalin off of toilet seats, okay, in your school. And I'm sitting on my thumb in the bleachers.
That's not correct. Okay, once again, it's not appropriate for you to be in the girls' locker room. I don't care if you're doing hair, makeup, whatever. That's not acceptable.
Well, I have to tell them what is looking bad and what is looking good. Their reputation affects mine.
It doesn't, because I, exactly for this reason, I did not put them in charge. You have nothing to do with them.
Okay.
And in fact, I've actually set up the schedule so that I keep you as sort of physically far away from them as I possibly can at all times.
Oh my God, they're such babies. They are such babies. Ever since I keyed that one girl's car, it's all been, you know, I didn't know she was a student. I thought she was a student teacher.
Well, again,
if I had known that girl was only 16, I would not have keyed that word into her car.
Well, it's interesting because this keeps happening where you attack or otherwise harass a student and then you say, oh, I thought she was a never been kissed.
Yeah.
I thought she was an undercover.
I've been she's all thatted.
You know, I believed it the first time. She looked older. I understand that you've been she's all thatted. I understand that, but
Fine. You know what?
We can't be doing this.
The same thing happened when the head of the English department had to leave his position for legal reasons, I believe. That's what I heard. But I'm sure you have a good reason.
He moved.
But why did he move? These are the questions that...
Yeah, because legally he had to move.
Mm-hmm.
It was my understanding that his wife got a different position. She works in tech.
Oh.
So
allegedly.
I didn't realize that we had the creator of Apple. Cindy, Google that for me. Who created it?
I'm already on it.
Steve Jobs is the creator of Apple.
Oh, well, Sorry for trying to keep things old school. Listen, why was I not allowed to keep that cat that I found in the alley in my classroom, but precious little Miss McGillicuddy had that betta fish for years, and you said, nope, no tabbies, not in my school.
Well, number one, the cat was visibly sick.
Well.
Even more reason to take it in.
Yeah.
That's absolutely something we can't have at the school. We have students who are allergic to cats and dander.
That makes sense.
Take a pill.
You could have had a betta fish.
What do I want with a fish?
In fact, I gave you a betta fish.
Yeah, and I took the fish, and I took Mrs. McGillicuddy's fish, and I raced them.
Mm-hmm.
And it did turn into a bit of a bloodbath. And that, I will admit, I didn't realize was going to happen.
And the students were upset by that, and it was a whole thing. And once again, my emails. You never think about my inbox before you do these things, Stephen. You never think about what it's like, what my home answering machine is like after one of these little stunts.
Listen, they're not stunts. I just care. Maybe you should try it.
I care deeply about the students and about the school and, frankly, about you.
Wow.
Which is why it's so hurtful to find out that you've been slandering me, that you've been saying these things about Bonnie.
Well, Bonnie, I tried to be friends with Bonnie.
Don't.
She didn't give me the time of day. We go to the same gym.
Bonnie loves you. No one wants to be sung at the gym.
I told her Bad Romance was a great workout song. And I thought that chanting it at her while she was on the elliptical would inspire Bonnie, forgetting she was a lesbian. And when I remembered that, I switched to Come to My Window by Melissa Etheridge. And she, I thought, had a great workout.
She was scared by that. And she actually came home and she was worried for you.
Mm.
And that was her first question, because Bonnie is the sweetest. Everyone who knows Bonnie knows that she only cares for others. And so she came home and she said, I think something is wrong with Stephen.
Well.
And I said, no, he's fine.
Well, final question. I want you to explain to my listeners why you're trying to take me away from them.
I was going to say I'm not trying to take you away from them, but I am. What I'll say to your listeners is it's completely inappropriate as a teacher at our school for Stephen to have been running this podcast.
Well,
some of the things that he has said and done have opened us up to legal liability, not to mention some of the moral questions that this entire operation has put forward.
Well, Cindy can
have your legal people read, because I have nothing.
Yeah, you didn't get anything in the.
I didn't see any
problems.
No discrepancies over here.
Any legal issues? Okay.
Nothing that I can think of.
Legal jargon.
Well, Stephen has contracts that he has signed with the school district.
Well,
He is almost certainly in violation of at this time.
Stephen.
And once again, not to mention the ethics of doing this at all.
Oh, ethics.
Well, ethics is, that's in the eye of the beholder.
What is ethics?
It's subjective.
Thank you.
It's pathos.
Honestly, Stephen, maybe you should be the lawyer.
I think so, too.
No one here is a lawyer.
Allegedly.
Allegedly.
Okay.
Allegedly.
Okay. You know what? I was really hoping that when I came here that this would be a fruitful conversation.
Well, I think we all knew that that wasn't what was going to be.
Well, more fool I, Stephen.
I think this actually turned out better than I had anticipated.
Well, I didn't ask the hot questions.
I'm going to go. I'm going to go.
Are you and Bonnie in an open relationship?
Wow. Yes.
Oh, my God.
Oh, wow.
We are.
Wow. No. And you want to talk to me about ethics? Get her out of here.
Okay. No. Well, there's no need to manhandle.
Thank you, Cindy.
She's a strong one.
Listen, we had security standing by at the office. She's calling in from the office. I'm not at the school because I'm suspended. But regardless, I'm so glad that we did call the guy that you knew, Cindy.
Yeah, thank God for Hank.
Because I had a feeling we would have to use him.
We did.
So I hope you don't have to do too much for Hank.
Oh, no, I don't. I just make Hank a big pot of stew every week, drop it off. He doesn't. Yeah, he doesn't need any other payment except for that. He's been doing security for us since the beginning, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it's time for the weight of what just occurred is starting to come in on me.
Aww.
And I guess potentially our final Belmore's chore. If things do end today, Cindy, I want you to know you've been a perfectly fine producer.
Oh, well, thank you. You know, to go from flip phone, from, you know, just a little flip-flop, flip-flop, you know, to producing a radio show.
Yeah.
And paying back my credit card from the online classes won't be easy, but these memories will last a lifetime.
Oh, you are so welcome, Cindy. I'm so glad I was able to help you through one of the lowest times in your already pretty low life.
Thank you.
Now, who is the last person that will ever help?
Oh, this listener comes from Quantico, Virginia. Dear Mr. Belmore, you're in federal violation of the FCC radio law code.
Oh, let's just skip that one. Go to a different one.
Actually, Stephen, I'm just getting through this email inbox. There's a lot. Oh, there's a lot of emails from this FCC in Quantico, Virginia.
Keep scrolling. There'll be something.
Yep. Violation.
Scroll.
Potentially criminally liable. Okay.
Next.
A potential prison time.
Next.
Some lawyer. Copyright infringement.
No, oh, yeah, that one must be older. That must be from the One Man Crucible show. Arthur Miller's family is notoriously sticklers for copyright. It's pathetic, really.
Yeah, no, I see that. There's lots of copyright emails in here. There's
FBI, open up!
Oh, you know, on second note, I think we might have to wrap this episode up early. We may not be here next week. We're going to be taking a break.
FBI, don't
move! But we will be back. Cindy, burn everything. Burn it all. Throw the computers in the fucking ocean, Cindy. Throw them. Go.
I can't.
I love you. Remember, I love you.
Weird.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Tired of restless nights? At Leesa, we know good sleep is essential for mental, physical, and emotional health. From memory foam mattresses to hybrids that keep you cool all night long, Leesa's mattresses offer exceptional comfort and support with free delivery and 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus two free pillows. Go to leesa.com/iHeart for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. Exclusions apply. See leesa.com for more details.
Are you spending more time in your basement now that it's your rec room, office, kids' playroom, or home gym? Well, you need to ventilate those spaces to remove stagnant, musty air. For over 20 years, the Easy Breathe ventilation system exchanges dirty, damp air for cleaner, drier, healthier air. Take charge of your indoor air with your own Easy Breathe ventilation system. You can get it installed, or DIY kits are available. Just call 866-822-7328 or visit takechargeofyourair.com and receive 20% off today.